Masechet Baba Batra, Perek Bet, Mishnah Gimel. Here we'll talk about things that you're not allowed to do in your own home because you may cause damage to your neighbor's property. Mishnah says, Lo yiftach adam hanut shel nachtomin v'shel sabain tahat otzaro shel havroi. A person's not allowed to open a bakery or a dyer shop where they would dye things in a room that he owned that was below the storeroom of his friend. And in that storeroom of his friend, there was oil and there was grain. The smoke that came up from the dyer and from the bakery could cause damage to the grain and the oil, so therefore you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to have a stable of animals there as well below grain and oil because the odor, the smell from the animals would damage the grain above it. In truth, whenever we say that, it means there's no machloket. When it comes to a bakery and dyer shop, if the storehouse on top was holding wine, that would be no problem because wine does not get affected in a negative way by heat or by the smoke. But you're not allowed to put an animal stable over there because the animal stable would still affect the wine that was on top of it. We'll now talk in the Mishnah about doing things on your own property that are not allowed because you want to make sure that your neighbor gets proper sleep. A person opens a store in the courtyard, a common area where multiple people or different homes are, then the people who live there, the neighbors, are able to be mohe, they're able to protest. And they can tell the owner of this store that they're unable to sleep because of all the people coming in and going out, leaving the store, populating that area. It makes a lot of noise and they're unable to sleep, so they could protest. A person's allowed to make utensils in his courtyard and then go sell them in the marketplace. And the neighbors can't protest and tell him, they can't tell him, I can't sleep, because of all the noise of the hammer. They can't make this claim to him because using the courtyard for your normal daily use, which is making materials and making instruments, that would not be a problem. That's a normal use of a courtyard. Of course, on the other hand, selling out of your courtyard becomes a problem like we saw above, so therefore they could only protest at the selling, but not in terms of crafting. You're not allowed, your neighbor cannot protest either and say that he can't sleep because of the noise of the millstone that's grinding up the different kernels that are in a person's courtyard. He's not allowed to protest about that as well. And lastly, Mikola Tinokot, a neighbor is not allowed to complain about the noise of children, of babies, how beautiful of a sound Jewish babies. If he is teaching them Torah in the courtyard, he's not allowed to protest. That is all expected and necessary normal use of the courtyard.